This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. 1 year ago, or was it yesterday, Pinehurst welcomed the world's premier golf competitors and thousands of spectators for the 124th U.S. Open. It was a resoundingly well-coordinated event, and the organization behind the Open, the United States Golf Association, was duly credited with a job well done. This only weeks after the USGA opened its new Pinehurst headquarters and Golf Hall of Fame. Recently, locals observed a LGBTQ rainbow pride flag unfurled above USGA House adjacent to the Pinehurst Resort. More reviling, it shares a flagpole with our sacred stars and stripes. The woke left insists June is Pride Month. Apparently, the USGA agrees, although promoting gay initiatives is not found in the USGA's stated mission to unify, showcase, govern, and advance the game of golf. The USGA's relocation and construction of its new buildings was subsidized by $18 million in state funding, your money, with millions more pledged. Tax breaks offered by Moore County and Pinehurst officials closed the deal. So here's the question. Why must we put up with the USGA's revolting pride flag? It should come down today. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off, not backing off.